There's another George here. I saw him. He's stumping around. Oh, there he is. Are you still stumping, George?
I'm stumping. This is my new stump. I intend to stump here as long as I can stump. Oh, very good. You'll be on my website. Yes, it is George Tirebiter. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And I'd like to open my remarks today by answering a plaintive plea from J.R. in or near Philadelphia as to my reaction to Howard Dean's careless characterization of guys who drive around in pickups with Confederate flags on the back window as potential Dean supporters. Now, this caused a dust-up with the politically correct faction of the party, which characterized Dean's characterization as a slur against a stereotype. And as you know, that's punishable by mean catcalls and caustic sound bites. The African-American political leaders reacted very badly to the whole idea of even mentioning Confederate flags at all, even decals or tattoos decorating the backsides of anything or anybody. Now, I certainly sympathize with all the Democrats who are bucking for a big voting bloc that includes barely sentient beings with the stars and bars on the bullet-scarred windows of their assault 4x4s, and I'd like to suggest that perhaps they could be brought in as separate but equal Democrats. There's my answer. Now, the Natural Surrealist Party appreciates the absurdity, the random dreaminess, the healing collective ritual of smoke inhalation, the snake pit of product placement that characterizes the really loud forms of popular entertainment. NASCAR fans are definitely not insane. Deluded, perhaps, but not insane. And now to some remarks about the vice presidency of the United States. It is clear, looking at the lineup of candidates on the near left, that nearly all of them are amply suited to run for vice president. Indeed, when Senator Edwards of Florida was knocked out in the front parlor with an empty money bag, he declared himself a veep candidate immediately. And why not? They all are, except Lieberman. Lieberman is probably not qualified to run again for vice president. He is a failed veep already, poor guy. Well, dear friends, I want you to think back 30 years to the last time we had an unelected Republican administration. We called it the Kiss and Rock Affordefeller presidency. You remember Veep Spyro Agnew got his fist stuck in his hometown honey pot. Prez nixed the fixes in, took Air Force 00 out of town, and we got a real regular guy, Veep Jerry Ford, who appointed Veep Rocky Rockefeller. That made for the most progressive Republican administration since they started keeping records. Now, Rocky turned out to be a little too museum of modern art for middle American voters, so we got Veep Dole, a man as true to his name as, say, Schwarzenegger the Terminator or Tom DeLay the Exterminator. In 1976, when I was elected vice president, I was running against Dole, the flaccid Eeyore Veep, Fritz the Cat's Mondale, and my favorite opponent, Nobody, who was in the Veep spot on Gene McCarthy's independent ticket. Nobody, a true surrealist, was later revealed to be a pig managed by Wavy Gravy. They subsequently ran for president on the yuppie ticket, and I believe they ran away with it. Does everyone remember that Bush the Elder was once Veep? He rose from the role of perpetual bureaucratic utility infielder to within 50 miles of Baghdad, and he begat the Veep who couldn't spell. J. Danforth, deer in the headlights, quail with an E, whom we now know to have actually been a surrogate for W. You see, a father and son administration is the ultimate Republican weapon. Well, in 2004, maybe Al Saturday Night Live Sharpton for Veep. The surrealist fringe might go for Al, and Dennis the K is the perfect dream object of not insane desire. Or, my dear friends, there might be another candidate for vice president, just waiting for the right amount of encouragement. Thank you. Remember my name. This is George Tirebiter.